Okie dokie.
Yeah, I got nothing going on over here. It looks good.
We will record on the record to put it on the record.
Testing, testing. Now it seems high.
You want to get high? Tally, you're the worst character ever.
I know.
And Tally returned this season.
Yeah, he did.
He had integrity. Integrity firms.
Take a quick gander at the infographics so I know what's happening here.
Everybody's talking about my tight pants. I got my tight pants. I got my tight pants on.
Who is Winter Soldier fighting? Does anybody know? I don't get that picture just yet.
I still don't get the picture. I'm assuming that it is a member of the Black Panthers from some movie.
Oh, sure.
Isn't that the actor who plays Black Panther?
Could be that, too.
Oh, it really does look like him, doesn't it? I'm super sad that we no longer have a Reward of the Week section, because I have a Reward of the Week.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you can pepper that in there.
I'm going to try and remember to put it somewhere.
Okay.
All right, we're ready to open up the channel? Think anyone's sure. Actually going to remember to join?
Somebody asked earlier, right?
Yeah, UNC fan one.
Mm-hmm.
Click, click, boom.
Boom! He was first, too.
Yeah.
He's going to be the only guest tonight.
Nope.
Oh, no, there's way, Ruth. Two people will be the number of guests tonight.
What is that?
Ooh.
It sounded like, I don't know, a straw going through a McDonald's cup.
Yes. It was actually the lid coming off a Taco Bell cup.
All right. Mm-hmm. It was pretty close.
Yeah, it was very close.
Is that no good, dirty, rotten samurai guy? We're going to do a whole show for three people tonight.
I'm down.
Everybody else's Tuesday nights are way too busy.
It'll help me stay focused.
So now you got me looking at the stats, and I'm all kinds of... It's so weird, because, like, as I go through, there's one thing that shows you each episode and how many listens there were in the, like, last month. And every single episode has at least one listen in the last month. Every single episode.
Huh. Yeah, people like to go back and listen to the old ones.
Most of them have three or four. That's so weird to me. I don't know. But whatever.
It's really weird. Those episodes are way down. No one wants those ones.
What's that?
Samurai wants to know how the traffic is on his episodes. All right, you ready to get going?
Yeah, I would say so.
Sure.
All right, then. Welcome to the 165th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, the world's foremost listener interactive podcast, but MPQ, currently heard in over 58 countries around the world. Or maybe exactly 58, I don't know, we can't count. I'm the only one, you can call me Craig, with me, as always, KS72, StinkyBee15, they're Ray, they're Ian, the Puzzle Warriors. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy.
I don't know that Ian sounds like he has enough energy to hit that higher note. Yeah.
So this is covering Halloween until November 7th. So happy Halloween to the folks.
Yay. I always like Halloween. It's got it brings the smell of leaves burning, except nobody burns leaves anymore because it's bad for the environment. But still, that's what I think of. And I always like that.
All right. Most people think of, you know, costumes and candy, but no, Ray thinks of burning leaves.
Yeah, it's an awesome smell. I would say most people think of pumpkin spice, and I hate that, so...
I like candy. It's delicious. All right, moving on. We cover that topic. Beat that to death. This week, Deadpool Dailies. Wednesday is a Purple Thanos. Thursday is a Blue Hawkeye. Friday, Purple Star-Lord. Saturday, Black Elektra. Sunday, Red Gambit. Monday, Green Angel. Tuesday is the Blue Black Panther. And Wednesday is a Red Magneto.
How did you not sing Green Angel? I don't understand.
Is there a Green Angel song?
Just... anything that ends in angel. I thought Craig would just burst into, you know.
Well, I mean, you could take Dream Angel and make it Green
exactly.
Angel.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to pace yourself because that all the singing just gets overwhelming.
Yeah, there'll be singing when we get the topic, too. Don't you wait.
Oh, no. There will be. I just meant in general.
That is true. There has to be
there,
on topic,
there are too. There are some heavy singing characters and there are some less singing characters.
Sure.
That's right. Over in your 5-day four-star cutout! Howdy, Titans. So that 25th was that Wiccan fight.
Wicked fight.
Yeah, it was wicked good. Hey. And it's like the Sox won in the series. It was wicked good. So that was much easier than I actually expected. So that was a good win. Ray, you win that one?
You want to say who he was fighting?
I've already forgotten.
America.
Oh, yeah, America.
Yeah. Which, that led me to believe that it was going to be an incredibly hard fight. But as it turns out, no, quite the opposite. Yeah, easy time. I just kept making matches and eventually just, like, wiping the board with his any match, clearing the row or column, and it was way easier than I expected. Did you have a go, Ian?
Yeah, I did. I gave it a try. I don't know why, because I looked at 2-2-1 Wiccan and went, meh. Let me tell you a quick story about what happens when Wiccan turns into Demiurge. He just smokes America like she's not even there.
Yeah, that probably pretty good once it gets going.
Yeah, I threw some boosts on him so he would have some extra, what do you call it, AP?
Yeah.
Man, he got 8 AP and everything, and I was like, oh my goodness, look at me go! And that! I was all thinking that I needed to do chain lightning or something. I did not.
No.
His blue power is the jam.
Yeah, and I won. It's deleting whole rows and things. I mean.
Yep. Power of the Demiurge.
Coming up number next, that was this morning. I remember this. That was Mockingbird. I've already forgotten who she fought. That was a quick, easy win.
Cliff?
It
Clint?
Was, but yeah, 5-star. Yeah.
5-star Hawkeye, as it goes. Yeah, let me tell you who doesn't turn into the Demiurge. Mockingbird. I feel like, even though I've got lucky recently, 003 isn't the correct build to get it done.
That's not red, is it?
No. That's purple.
Oh, red is where it's at.
Yeah.
Then you could just blow up and you'd be good.
Yep.
So sounds unlucky there for you. Unlikely.
Yeah.
All right, then coming up while we'll be in the SoCal is... I've already forgotten. It's right in front of me, too. Bucky! That's a guy. Sorry, man. Totally forgot. Like a
that's okay. Yeah.
Wiped.
The seasonally appropriate soldier.
Yeah. Not yet. It's still fall.
No, it's still autumn, but...
What? I got him champed. Ray's got him champed.
That's going to be a win for everybody.
Oh, and you got a 5-3-4. You got a good go.
Yeah. I've won with him in the past. Unless they've made a dramatic change to his opponent, I'm confident that I will win coming up.
Sweet. Storyland, you got the hunt running right now. That'll get you 3 classic Spideys, that Nebula person, 40 CP. Top 50 folks get the greatest prize ever to be given out in Dazzler covers. 51 to 400 get Ragnarok. We got a shield training coming up for the new character. That'll feature said greatest female superhero of all time, Dazzler, with Power Man and Gwenpool.
That's not looking good for this guy.
Then you got Meat Rock and Groot will be going on. That gets you 3 Ragnarok and another Dazzler. Top finishers will get that there Domino Lady, and the rest will get some Squirrel Girl. PvP land, you got High Stakes going on. That'll get you a Green Blade, a Purple Drax, 15 CP. Top folks are Ghost Rider, and then it is Mystique. Followed up by Vicious Cycle, gets you Mystique, Ghost Rider, 15 CP. Top 10 is Nightcrawler, and then it is Beast. And all that is in the new season, back to more Stay in the Time season. And in your shield simulator, that'll get you Sentry, 3 cages, and yet again, Dazzler. Go get you some Dazzler.
Are all these color-specific Dazzlers, or?
The shield sim is black.
You need that!
I do.
Hurry!
I believe the one in Moroccan Groot is green?
It is. It's labeled as such.
Yeah, that doesn't help me.
Oh, the fact that you wrote green Dazzler does not lead you to believe that it's going to be a green Dazzler?
No. It does not help me that it's green. I need black covers.
Yeah, right. So spend the flight doing the simulator.
Yeah. Well, you can't. There's no Wi-Fis.
Use up your data. It's the only way.
There's no data.
Oh.
I mean, there may be Wi-Fi, but I'm not paying for it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think you got a place in the top 50 of the hunt here.
Seems really unlikely. I can't remember the last time I topped and placed in the top 50 in an event. That's been a long time ago.
That'll get you a black Dazzler. Just saying.
It ain't gonna happen. Moving on. Let's go into the dodecahedron. Where last week we had...
The Wendigo?
Snowbird. No, Wendigo. Wendigo. Man, I've already jumped ahead to this week.
You have.
Wendigo versus... Man, I've totally forgotten.
Oh, the Brothers Grimm. The Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, the Brothers Grimm. I think the voting was all on the Wendigo side, if I hear
they
correctly.
They couldn't generate enough small objects to mystically to defeat him.
See, here's my only thought, is that Wendigo is kind of like a really big dog. I think if you keep generating balls and keep throwing them, he'll keep going to fetch them, eventually tiring himself out to the point where you then conjure, like, a dog food bowl full of, like, something that puts you to sleep, and he just eats it and passes out.
That is not a sound theory at all.
No.
That's one of the worst hypotheses I've ever heard.
I don't think it's that bad.
So you're saying that in that movie where Liam Neeson was trapped in the wilderness and had to fight wolves, if only he had had a tennis ball, he would have been able to outsmart all of them and the movie would have ended?
That's correct. It'd have been a short movie. I'd be like, here, boy, fetch. And then I'd be like, woo, woo, woo. And it'd run off and he'd be like, ha, 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 I am the master.
Liam Neeson stars in The Gray, now with tennis ball.
Little did we know that the best thing to use against werewolves is not silver. It is tennis ball thrown in the woods.
That's what I'm saying. You guys got to think outside the box with the Brothers Grimm.
Would have been a big creative change for American Werewolf in London.
Oh, the werewolves in London.
Close.
And his hair was perfect. All right, so let's get to this week, where I tried to already do once. This week we had Snowbird versus the Super Skrull.
Somehow foreseen from last week's show, when someone was trying to predict, I believe, who was going to be in the battle arena. One of the guesses was it's got to be Snowbird. And I was like, no.
They were guessing every member of Alpha Flight.
Okay. Did you? Oh, because the Canadian clue.
Yes.
Yes, that's why. Well, this week it is Snowbird.
It
good
is.
News. And let me tell you why she is going to prevail. She has not only a truckload of complementary powers, but she has magic. And I feel like she can use her magic to deflect the energy that is beamed from the Skrull homeworld to Super Skrull to diminish his powers. And from there, she can use her superhuman strength and flight and shape-shifting to defeat him.
Ooh, I like this. Like where you're going with this.
Yeah. I think that's all she needs. Her magic is super potent. Her shape-shifting, while not on par with Super Skrull, you know, I think she could match him as about as close as you can in that department. So, yeah, I think power to power, I think Snowbird is going to come out on top because of her god magic.
I understand where
Canadian god magic.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from with this.
Mm-hmm.
With Super Skrull, I don't know. He's got a lot going for him. I think we got a really good. I would be willing to like take a look at a comic featuring these two characters squaring off.
Yeah, I was gonna say if this were a double elimination bracket, I would expect to see them in the playoffs.
Yeah, no kidding. the Super Skrull. So the Skrull Emperor devised a way to get back at the Fantastic Four, and he did so by creating the Super Skrull, who not only has all the powers of the Fantastic Four, flight, pyrokinesis, elasticity, invisibility, force field generation, but he also has superhuman strength and stamina. He is an excellent tactician and good at hand-to-hand combat. So, I don't know. I understand that she's got a lot of power, but I think he's got all the brute force. The ability, I mean, you take all the powers of the Fantastic Four into one person, and supposedly he's better at each one of the powers than the members of the Fantastic Four are.
Oh, that seems like a bold claim.
Yeah, see that.
But you're right. I feel like, again, we're evenly matched. I feel like, you know, I feel like my healing will balance out your brute force. We both have flight. We both have superhuman strength. I feel like I could probably use my mystical resistance to help with the pyrokinesis, or I feel like I could shapeshift into something Canadian that could be immune to fire.
Like a Wendigo?
A Wendigo? A Wendigo? The Wolverine?
I don't think his fur isn't white. You can't have a white furry Wolverine.
Well, I would become a white furry Wolverine.
Okay. I don't know. I think this would be a fantastic fight. I think that with his tactical abilities, I mean, he has a lot of, you know, he knows how to fight.
Sure.
I'm trying to remember. He made
sure. I feel like you do have some advantages, but I feel like her Canadian magic.
Is this some sort of Christian magic?
Is gonna tip the scales in my favor, just sure. Because magic is so loosely defined.
So I was looking at the last line in regarding the super scroll here on the wiki, and I'm just curious. It talks about him fighting Doctor Strange. And Doctor Strange uses the Time Stone to create a loop in time, creating multiple versions of himself to defeat. Does he defeat everyone that way?
Yes.
That's
with magic. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's so loosely defined, you can kind of use it as cheese. So I feel like the powers of the Inuit goddess that are imbued upon me will create a loop in time where I can make several versions of Canadian self to defeat you. I don't know. This is legit. This is one of the best fights we've seen so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm kind of curious what this week in the listener comments, there are several good comments about the fight from last week. I think this matchup has an even higher potential for, you know.
I think so. I think historically, you know, I've been killed. You've been defeated countless times. I feel like my alpha flight teammate Sasquatch fought you to a standstill and then beat you. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, but didn't I end up killing like all the other members of Alpha Team at that point? I'm trying to remember.
I don't think so. I think it was. I think they were just chumps.
Okay.
I think we're just a Canadian research team that brought you back from deep space, and the only one you couldn't kill was the one that had like marginal powers. Just floating that out there. I don't know. Again, I was pulled from the dead list.
Right. Right. I am not familiar with this, but apparently. Super Skrull initially defeats Sasquatch, but then Sasquatch is able to come back and overpower him again. So in any case, like we've said, big fight. I think it would be a lot of fantastic magic versus fire versus force bubbles and everything else. Right. So
it's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Four times even.
All right.
Well,
thanks, Battle
everybody.
Cry.
You vote now. Tell us who wins.
And later. And on Reddit.
Right.
All these things. Get
out
and
vote. I feel like this one. Yeah. Exactly. Get out and vote.
And on Tuesday.
Yes. The more important vote.
All right. Moving on then. Halloween spooky changes happened to Puzzle Quest.
Ooh.
Spooky. There was five alternate covers were put in this week. They look pretty good.
Yeah.
Cut it down.
I don't remember who they all were, but I know I really like the Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one I remember.
The Squirrel Girl one's pretty sweet.
Why does she always get an alternate cover?
Because she's Squirrel Girl and she's awesome.
I try to stay away from her.
Don't doubt Doreen, man.
She every time I, like, all of her abilities require song, so I get exhausted when I play her.
Okay.
I don't feel it's fair to just sing girls, girls, girls when the squirrels go off. So I got to pepper in other, you know, squirrel girl parody songs, whatever other things. Like, she always wants to be the squirrel with the most cake. And Jolene sung to the tune of Doreen. Reverse that.
Doreen.
Oh, it's a good time.
Doreen. 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 Don't take my man just because you can.
Plus that other one. I always think of Craig when I sing it, and then I'm disappointed that I'm thinking about Craig in my spare time.
What's that?
It's from Doll Parts. She wants to be the squirrel with the most cake.
Nice.
Craig loves hole.
So I did not know. I didn't remember the Squirrel Girl cover, so I just had to look it up, and it's her like shining a flashlight up from underneath her chin, looking all spooky.
Because she's telling ghost stories around a campfire.
I'm okay with that one. That one's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. That's right. Sam re-chimed in some more songs. He's, you know, singing along with Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun.
Right.
Squirrel, you know it's true. And Fat Bottom Squirrels, they make the
rock
and roll
go
around. Funny stuff. All right, so there's a Halloween a Horrors Limited Vault to go with those covers. 41 items in that vault featuring Johnny Blaze, Nightcrawler, support covers, some blades, Wanda, a bunch of other stuff. And Johnny Blaze Champion Rewards have been updated to include Robbie Reyes covers.
Yeah.
That starts on tomorrow's patch on the 31st. 280 get you green, 300 red, 320 black, repeat for 340, 350, and 360. So there you go. Happy Halloween.
Thanks.
And now it's time for Domino.
I don't know that song.
Really?
You know the Domino song?
Huh. Yeah, I'm sad to say even I know this one.
What song is it? Who? What? What's happening?
Domino. I don't know who sings it. I'll look it up on the interweb.
I don't know. I've got Kiss Domino going through my head, which is way better.
No one knows Kiss.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
It is Van Morrison.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That sounds like I should know that.
You should know that. It's a good song.
I'll have to look it up sometime.
Sorry. Samurai made me laugh. He also added in I Kissed the Squirrel and I liked it.
Sure.
She tasted like cherry chapstick. The Domino that we talked about her coming out last week. This is an interesting set of powers here. So her green power for 7 green. She is a green, red, black. Enter the fray. It will destroy 15 non-black basic tiles.
Yep.
Oh, is this the Domino? Good, because I'm going to pay attention because I have tons of questions.
Okay.
But 15 continue.
Non-black basic tiles.
So
not
many
generating
questions.
Not generating AP. So you're not getting all that.
Yeah.
Yep.
For 9 red, it's knock them down. Destroy half of the black tiles on the board, dealing 1,474 damage for each tile destroyed. Now, normally you might think, can't be that much black on the board. But au contraire, hold on. Her black power is a passive. While she's on the board, you have a 100% higher chance of any tile that falls down of being black.
Yeah.
So when you destroy those 15 non-black basics, and you got, a 2 out of 7 chance instead of 1 out of 7 chance of the things coming down being black, you should end up with a fair amount of black.
Did you guys play test this? Because it sounds really strong. It sounds really strong. I'm just...
We'll see. It doesn't sound as strong as I thought it was, so I feel better already.
Really? Wait, okay. What did you think?
I can't talk about it now. I can't do math, and I'm ashamed of myself, so let's just go on and pretend like I don't have questions.
Okay.
Just pretend like I'm asleep during this segment like I often am.
Okay. My question is, it's not specifically about her, but you put her with somebody who uses black?
Yeah, Vulture, Carol.
Iron Fist, who does massive amounts of damage from his black.
What's that other guy who's friends with Iron Fist?
Yeah, Power Man, Luke Cage.
The like unto Iron, yeah.
I'm hoping that it's not, like, it sounds like he can generate a lot of black for you fairly quick, but maybe it's not as much as I'm thinking. She looks interesting, she looks fun.
Yeah, she looks interesting. I also found it interesting that they, threw her in as the X-Force variant and therefore put her in as a hero and a member of the X-Men. I don't know about that.
Domino's
more of an opponent, not a hero.
I was under that impression, yes. But I don't know that I've ever read a comic with her in it, so.
She just had her own comic recently.
I don't doubt that.
I was going to say, wasn't she in X-Force back when Deadpool was still in X-Force?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cable was in charge?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember when that issue dropped, you got a collectible card with it so that they would trick you into buying like 5 issues so you'd have to get all the cards.
Oh.
Yeah. I bought 5 issues, just so you know.
Did you get all the cards? Or did you get duplicates?
I did. No, they weren't hidden. You could see the cards you were getting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought maybe it was one of those random things. You got a random card.
No.
And you actually had to buy, 35 issues to get the 5 cards.
Nope. That would have been insanely cruel.
Well, Marvel has done things like that in the past.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how she's an X-Men, but then again, there's no X-Force team, right? I think everyone who's an X-Force is in the X-Men team in the game, so.
Right. I don't know. I'm curious to see how this plays out. I need to see her in action to see how that all those black tiles really work out.
Yeah. As Samurai said, she might make X-Force Wolverine upper tier again. I'm really curious how she would work with X-Force Deadpool and Wolverine. That sounds pretty interesting as the third.
Yeah, it's worth trying. It's like we said, S.H.I.E.L.D. training is going on for her. She has a Heroes for Hire store, 7,000 hero points, which I've never had 7,000 hero points. That'll get you a Power Man, a Gwenpool, and 16 Elite Tokens, 6 Command Points, and 20,000 ISO. The Domino and Friends Vault, 80 items, 1 Legendary Token, 3 Beginner Supports, 1 Random Domino Cover, and 2 Random Covers from the 4 Stars from the backup missions, which, were, like I said, were Dazzler, Luke Cage, and Gwenpool. So all that stuff starts on the 1st. The Vault starts on the 4th. The Shield Training starts on the 1st. And so does the Meat Rocket and Groot, like we said, where you can get her emplacements. Then after that, in Storyland, which I didn't cover before, Simulator's coming back. Simulator Story. That will get you an X-Force Domino as a progression. And so will her PvP called Tough Luck, which is starting on the 4th, where you can also get her as a progression. So, there you go. Domino. I have no idea what her, you know, character's real name is. It's just Domino.
Don't look at me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Dominar Boltagon?
That was pretty good.
Local news, I got nothing really. Flying to California Thursday.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right, guys, about to abandon us for the West Coast and
yep.
BlizzCon.
This is true.
Warm.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Warm is always nice.
It sounds really awesome. They got a lot of Diablo stuff going on this year, so I'm
That's
glad.
What they keep telling us.
Glad that I decided to go.
They're going to announce the Diablo 2 remake?
I hope so. I'm really thinking so.
I don't know. We'll find out. It is the first thing that happens after the opening speech this year, so it has to be something, you know, at least pseudo-big, because usually yeah. that spot is reserved for whatever game is having the biggest announcement.
Okay. I'm excited.
I'm super excited.
Bring me some swag, please.
There's nothing free there.
Are you sure?
There's always something free. Maybe not this year, but there has been.
I suppose we could go and get that weird coin thing out of that vending machine.
Yeah, see?
Tell my greatest and oldest nemesis I said hello, if he's there.
Terry?
No, Mike. You don't even need to mention Terry. That guy's a bum.
Well, that used to be, you know, who you'd go to for that.
No, so. He's my actual nemesis.
Yeah, we'll be seeing Mike. Going to try and hit him up with some Pie Gal after the convention is over. So
right on.
And then we'll do our horribly way too expensive steak meal at the Roost Chris Steakhouse.
Does sound like something you would do.
One night. And then I'll be look at the bill and I'll be sad.
Also, sounds about right.
Oh, it's so sad. So many dollars. What else we got? That's all I got. Samurai chimed in for local news about a Whirligig festival? What the heck is a Whirligig?
Don't know. Is that a North Carolina thing?
Apparently.
Isn't the Whirligig I don't know. It's a Whirligig.
What is that?
It's spin wheels? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know how you would have a festival about it, and I don't know anything about the North Carolina Whirligig Festival. Looks like a fair kind of thing with bands and whatnot. Street festival. Well, I don't know.
It looks like it's got, what do you call it, kettle corn, and I can't ever argue against that. I do like kettle corn. It's delicious. Moving on.
Yes, please.
Ian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Safari Joe bags the big game.
That seems too easy.
Yeah, seems like it was made for this segment.
Yeah, it was. I made it up earlier. Tell me about it.
Wait, what? Okay. So anyway, let me talk about Kraven. Hey, he uses black. Maybe he can be helped by Domino.
That seems unlikely.
I agree. Man, people were pumped for this guy. He turned out to be a dud. From what I hear, I've never used him. I wouldn't know. But let me tell you about his black, purple, and blue abilities and what they may or may not do. His black is 10 AP. It's called Wounded Pride. He creates a 3-turn black countdown tile that destroys 2 AP in the enemy and ally team's strongest colors, dealing 398 damage per AP destroyed. I think that damage shoots up to 805. It destroys 3 AP when you get up there, and that 3-turn tile gets reduced by... Wait, where is this? What am I looking at? Man, I'm bad at this show. Apparently there's a countdown tile, and it gets reduced to 2, and it gets reduced to 1. Oh, the 3-turn black countdown tile.
Yeah.
It's a 1-turn countdown tile that does 805 damage
The worst part is I have no idea what this character does. I was trying to follow along with your description so I could say
I'm
going
to try to help you. He puts out a one-turn black countdown tile that when it goes off, it destroys 3 AP in the enemy and the ally team's strongest colors and deals 805 damage per. So what is that, 6 total, if everything is appropriate?
Yeah, it seems likely.
Okay.
But I don't want to destroy my own AP.
Yeah, I know.
Too bad. Too bad.
What are you doing, Joe?
Think like the enemy. It's passive. It's purple. If there are at least 6 enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles on the board, Kraven reduces their strength by 46 and deals 65 damage. So that shoots up to reduces their strength by 83 and deals 673 damage. That doesn't sound good at all. I guess if they continue to be out there and he can do that passively every turn, it could potentially add up.
Yeah, this
I was trying to find this guy in my roster. Man, I have him at like level 284 or 285. I was like, where is this good jerk?
His purple is the only one that that I knew that he did. He's reduced enemies' tiles. Because he, like you said, he does it every turn, and that does, you know, it adds up, especially if you're fighting Carnage, who isn't
right.
That, you know, the right, styles aren't sure. That strong to begin with. But
he's got a blue ability, costs 10 blue, the most dangerous game.
Is it?
He places a he places a trap tile. One trap tile. I'm sure it goes up. Maybe. Probably not. So anyway, he places a trap tile. When any of these trap tiles are present, Kraven steals 1 AP from a random color each turn. When this trap tile is matched, it converts 2 basic tiles to his team's strongest color and deals 269 damage.
Man, he...
Oh, it's totally going to get beeped, but it made me chuckle. He does not seem strong. That does shoot up to 756 damage, and it converts 4 basic tiles to the team's strongest color.
But it makes 1 trap tile to steal 1 AP a turn?
1 random AP a turn. That's what makes it better. So for 20 blue.
At least it could be one in your strongest color. At least that would be better.
If you max it out and fire them all off at once, next turn he will steal 3 random AP for only 30 blue.
No, it still only does 1 trap at a time.
The worst... Right, but I'm saying if you have 30 blue, you could fire the ability 3 times.
Yes, I suppose if I have 30 blue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the way that it's worded is when any of these trap tiles are present, he steals 1 AP.
Yeah, it doesn't say they stack. It says if you've got any of them, you get 1 AP, and if they match one of them away, you get to convert a massive 4 tiles. Not even like charge tiles or anything. You get to convert 4 of them to a color that... your opponent will then promptly match away or something. Like, and it does like a minuscule amount of damage. Oh, man, Safari Joe is bad. I'd forgotten how bad he was. I've just been making fun of him for so long.
I'll teach these guys to request Kraven when we put out that survey. Here's your Kraven. Choke on it.
Man, I have him at 544, and just I don't even know why.
I was going to say, the worst part about... the getting down on that ability is, I think that ability is still better than his black.
Yeah.
I have 5 in the black.
That's the one that eats up your own AP. Yeah.
It destroys 3 of them, too.
Oh, Safari Joe does it again. It's just rough because, you know, the Kraven is so excellent.
Yeah. Good character in the comic.
Yes. He was amazing. Possibly the greatest
hunter of all time.
Yeah, probably the greatest Spider-Man villain of all time.
Well, no, that's like crazy.
He won. He's the only one that I know definitively won. He beat Spider-Man, buried him alive, dressed up as Spider-Man, beat all of Spider-Man's enemy and went, oh my God, I'm the best, shot himself, and then was like, all right, I'm good.
I mean, he is the greatest hunter, you know, around. I mean, he's got that.
He is. He really is. Well, there you go.
He's no Mysterio, though.
Oh, I do love Mysterio, but he's a bum.
I love Mysterio.
So, that's what Sonny and Zand are. The always exciting Safari Joe, Kraven the Hunter.
Or not quite so sunny, more like, you know, sunset rapidly approaching. on Safari Joe.
So I don't know how much liberty you take with that one, but boy, if that is a title of an episode of Always Sunny, that's just blowing my mind.
No, it's I tweaked it a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's actually, you know, the team wins the big game.
Okay.
So I made it Safari Joe bags the big
that's
game.
That's less tweaking than I expected.
Yeah. I think it was the team wins the big game, something like that.
Okay. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I twist them just a little bit.
Yeah, sometime. Yeah. Got to make them fit.
I thought that one was good, though.
It was.
All right. Willie, what you got in that there mailbag?
Oh, there was a lot of mail today. I mean, not excessive, but it was a whole bunch of talk about last week's Superhero Showdown, which I think that's what we're calling it, in any case.
Patent pending.
but first, Jeff...
When we go to sell it to the sharks, we have to be able to tell them, patent pending.
Okay. Jeff Metzner. Said, regarding the plane crash with no injuries in Craig's neighborhood that he talked about, I believe the technical term for a plane crashing with no injuries is a landing.
I don't think an uncontrolled landing is considered a landing.
I agree, but I just like that. That was funny. I like this guy because he told me right away how to pronounce his name. Gruess, spelled Gheuss. I don't know where that's from. But in any case, Gru says, in regards to the boosted character discussion when talking about Three-Star Falcon, the two changes that were made were the AoE on his purple, as well as changing Red Wing. Previously, when going up against another Falcon, Red Wing would target the opponent's Red Wing countdown tile.
That was a mess.
Yeah, the pattern would just repeat ad nauseum.
Yeah.
So the change was made so that the countdown tile is now immune to being targeted by opponent's Red Wing. So I forgot about that.
Oh, good.
And that's a
smart,
fantastic change.
Right.
He also said, as for the battle I think Wendigo would win, perhaps he could be tricked into pricking his finger with an enchanted sewing needle and falling into a deep slumber, but somehow I doubt that.
That's a good plan, though. Not as good as a rubber ball, but, you know.
Green Armadillo says, I feel like the battle segment would be less lopsided if it wasn't a straight arena match. What if each manager could select something about the battle to aid their champions? And he gives a few items of how that could be done. My problem with this is, like one of the things that he mentions, one of the managers could say, okay, there's no sun, and Sunspot would be useless. I think it's possibly too dramatic you're just throwing a wish out there, and it could change way too much.
Yeah, I think you got to just go. It's got to go bare knuckle.
Power versus arena. Power. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just what you bring in it. Yeah,
and I think that's the only way to really keep it fair, because if you know your opponent's weakness, you could just exploit that every time, and I don't know.
And yet, in DC land, only Lex Luthor is ever smart enough to bring, Kryptonite.
I thought he was the only one enough to have access to Kryptonite.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although anymore, I think Kryptonite is they keep it on store shelves. It's everywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what's common? Pieces of a planet that exploded thousands of light years away. That stuff's just everywhere. Dumb concept.
I guess it's only dumb because the idea that
because of science.
No, the idea that your home planet would be toxic to you.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's a real downer if you lived on Krypton. I gotta get up, but oh, it hurts!
that's why everyone at Krypton was just a bunch of, chumps, because they were just always in pain all day, and they just got up every morning like, oh, I'm so weak, I can't do anything.
Jor-El is like, guys, the planet's gonna explode. They're like, thank goodness, I can't take it anymore.
It was an inside job. He's just like, I'm just ending it for everybody. Sorry, it devolved there. This is a show about Marvel, but
right.
Anyway,
but we're making fun of DC, so that's okay.
That's true. I hate Superman.
I really dislike Superman. I think it's a dumb idea. I mean, at the time when it came out, I understand, like, the what was going on in the world. You needed this character, sure, but oh look, he can do anything that he wants all the time. Okay.
Well, right up until he runs into Martian Manhunter, who can do everything better than everybody else combined. Dumber character.
No. I think the Flash is faster than him.
Nope. Martian Manhunter is stronger than Superman, faster than the Flash.
I don't think that that's
anything.
An accurate claim.
He's only thing that hurts him is fire. Because for some reason...
That is exceedingly common.
Martians are really flammable.
Except exceptionally common.
Well, that got him all those points to buy all those other powers. It's a really big
disadvantage. Right, because it's except I can generate fire.
Sorry, I'm just saying that there's some characters really not well thought out.
His phasing does make him potent, but not more so than any number
of... Why is he a manhunter? There's no men on Mars. he should be a Martian hunter.
Well, you come to Earth to hunt men. Right,
but yeah. His job on Mars is that he was a Martian manhunter.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it because he came to Earth. I thought he was like a predator.
He should be a Martian hunter.
Okay,
a little redundant.
Yeah, all right. Well, I can't help that.
I am moving on. Slothkins.
All right.
Slothkins says Slothkins. Slothkins.
That sounds like a bad name for your frat brother.
Oh, poor Slothkins.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, who's the fat guy passed out of the on the couch? Oh, that's Slothkins. He hasn't gotten up for 2 days.
I feel like if you add the suffix kins to someone's nickname, it becomes less potent. Like, I feel like that would not be a nickname that I would give a fraternity brother as anything kins. There's booze kins. Poor Sloth.
So Slothkin says...
You're right.
Could the Brothers Grimm summon a circular saw blade that is already spinning and traveling at a high rate of speed? If so, I would say they could execute an easy beheading. If not, they're limited to summoning things they're holding. They lose every time. I like the idea of summoning a saw blade that's already spinning, but it seems like a stretch.
Yeah.
They seem more like summoning things from, you know, fairy tales. But Kazak says, how long does it take the Brothers Grimm to summon an item?
It's instantaneous.
I believe it's instantaneous.
They could let Wendigo charge them, and at the last second, summon a pair of vibranium spears, plant them against the ground, and let Wendigo impale himself. Probably one or both of them would be killed in the process.
So their plan is to hunt Wendigo like a wild boar.
Yeah.
Have it charge you, and plant your spear and hope for the best.
That's better than having them treat it like a dog and throw a tennis ball.
Right. I don't know about that.
So what you're saying is if only Robert Baratheon had a rubber ball, Westeros would still have a king.
I think maybe if he only hadn't drunk like 9 liters of wine before attacking the wild boar, he might have been all right.
He was huge. He needs that much to get drunk. He's like Andre the Giant.
I don't even exercise.
It's not my fault, being the biggest and the strongest.
Kazak also said, different note, day 2 of the PvE, The Hunt, made me wonder, what is all of yours most hated PvEs?
Oh,
I don't know that I have one that I hate.
Yeah, none of them. Hate is strong. The 7-dayers are usually a bummer.
I mean, back in the day, the gauntlet used to be rough.
Yeah, see, I like the gauntlet.
But it used to get the, like,
kind of boring.
Super hard to the point where you couldn't win.
That is true, but I like a challenge. My least favorite would be Prodigal Son. I do not like Sentry that much.
Me, same.
I really don't like Sentry. I don't like his story. I mean, it's fine as far as playing the game is concerned. I don't like Sentry. So that's my least favorite. Hate, like you said, hate's a strong word, but...
Right.
You get to see him have tummy cramps a few times.
What are the chances that this commenter... is the arch nemesis of Kazam, Shaq is a genie?
I don't know.
I could see that in Kazam 2 fighting Kazak.
I don't know.
I'd be real sad if they made a Kazam 2, to be honest.
Wime time from the D3 forums. Craig? Dazzler Black requested, Dazzler Black rewarded. Dazzler Black is a 2K reward and simulator. Dazzler's reward in The Hunt. Dazzler progression after The Hunt. The question is, can you get the top 10 in the PvE CL9 and collect a ton of Dazzler covers? Challenge accepted?
No, the correct answer is no, I cannot.
Yeah, I know.
I will get that one from the Shield Simulator. I've got, 19 days left, so I'll make it. I'm at 37 wins in the Shield Simulator already. So.
Wow. Okay. I think I'm like 4. But I never have to do 75 wins. In any case. Zoot Sacks. Another question for Craig. Now that you can get a black for your 055 Dazzler, as the moment I'm writing this, I think he checked your roster.
Sure, it's still there.
From the Time Season Simulator, is it worth to spend 240 CP to immediately champ her, even though the prevailing wisdom frowns on spending CP on covers like this?
No, I would not do that, and I don't have 240 CP. in fact, I don't even have the hero points to buy her from the store.
That's a sad story.
Yeah.
I think it's 3,600, I think, hero points. I never had that much hero points. 3,600 hero points will get me a Black Dazzler from the Heroes for Hire store.
Ooh.
I might sell a bunch of 3-stars and try and get there. I have 2,070 hero points right now.
When is she going in for the Heroes for Hire?
Right now.
Oh, not for me.
And ends in 1 day and 8 hours.
Huh. Interesting.
Is it a special for me only store?
Maybe I haven't updated or something. I don't know, but it's not there for me.
Yeah, I got 1 day and 8 hours to decide if I can come up with 3,500 or 1,530 more hero points.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Is it black?
It is.
Wow. Bram Magnus also commented on the showdown. The Brothers Grimm fly around and conjure fairy tale themed weapons to slow down and weaken Wendigo until one of them inevitably gets close enough and is critically wounded. At that point, one brother eats his wounded brother, acquiring the Wendigo curse, and is able to defeat the previously weakened Wendigo, so Wendigo loses. And wins.
All right.
This scenario only works in Canada, anywhere else, and it's just plain old cannibalism. I really enjoyed that. Very similarly, and I think posted, I don't think they copied off each other, Dark Nova says that his vote for the winner of the Brothers Grimm Wendigo battle is the Brothers Grimm. In a tactic that Ian didn't see, they conjure a chainsaw. One brother eats the other brother and then uses the chainsaw with his newfound strength to slice off the head of the original Wendigo.
Yeah, there is a lot of cannibalism in this victory.
I just, you know, points for the creativity. I had not thought about that. So he also, and I gotta read this because it's just very cool. He said, just as MPQ has developed, evolved over the last few years, this podcast has done the same. I now look forward to my catch-up with mates time every week. You guys have found such a great blend of comment, discussion, humor, and gentle bickering that I'm totally hooked. It really wouldn't bother me if MPQ wasn't even mentioned at all. Having said that, please don't bring back the pie segment.
Man,
no love for the pies.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was hurting so many souls.
He says, thanks again for producing the podcast. I may not comment every week, but I definitely am listening. Thanks, Dark Nova. Appreciate it. So ending on a happy note, that is all the comments. And by the way, it sounded heavy on the Brothers Grimm there, but I just didn't leave in all the Wendigo comments of, yeah, it would be Wendigo. There's no real choice about that. I just took all those out. So Wendigo was distinctly the winner. Don't be confused. In any case, that is it.
Thanks, Lumpy.
Awesome.
Thanks, Lumpy.
All right. Now, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. Solid. Let's talk about a bunch of characters that I don't use and know very little about. Starting with none other than Quicksilver. People seem to like him. I still don't. I feel like he's been recently reworked. Still don't like him. I don't know if he's ever been reworked. I might have just dreamt it.
Yeah, he got a rework a while back, didn't he?
I think so.
I don't know about recent.
He's got... Well, I just call everything recent. If anything that's happened within my lifetime, I call recent. I still call the Miami Heat an expansion team.
Kind of like, you know, the team featuring Jake Jordals.
Yeah. Well, they're super brand new. Them and the Titans might have been created yesterday, for all I know. Turns out they've been around for like 30 years. Man, just blurring by me. Anyway, let's talk about Quicksilver. He's got that ability where if he locks enough tiles, he does some AoE damage to everybody. Probably do some more AoE damage. That's cool. Recently, we reworked Ragnarok. He used to have only two abilities. One was amazing and one was okay. Now he has three abilities and all three are mediocre. His godlike power should do a little more damage. I think his red's pretty cheap. His Thunderclap only costs like 6, and yeah, that does a mad amount.
And he gets his healing going. I mean, you know, he can be annoying.
Yeah, you do map +1, so that's cool. Craig, did Rocket and Groot do anything besides heal? I know you used to be a huge fan, and I've never been a fan because I don't think they do anything.
They can make some tiles.
Yeah, I feel like they're green.
Some tiles.
Yeah, their green just does like some. Their green reminds me very much of Punisher's green, and they're both disappointing.
That is mostly correct. It's got the nice little feature of it always blows up the middle of the board.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes people make things in the middle, and then you can get rid of that. Cool. At least you know where it's going to target. That's, a little better than Punisher's.
Mohawk. She's kind of a classic. She's not really a damage doer, but...
Board shake.
She does a lot of board shake, but I'm trying to think what the advantage of being boosted. Doesn't her black ability put out a bunch of strike tiles?
Sure, yeah. Yes, it does.
So they do a touch. They should do like a touch of damage plus one. But when they all get together, it should be noticeable. And Vision, the AoE that he does by combining his blue and then red should also do a little bit more. Nothing super extravagant, but A-OK. Happy to see him boosted. Now, the four stars. Let's see what I can tell you about the four stars. What I will be taught this week by everybody's favorite North Carolinian samurai. Drax. The once mighty Drax, who has been reduced to a series of fart jokes, has been recently reworked to make a little better. Because I think he used to just hide until your other characters did something, and then he would appear and stab someone. These days, he's boosted, so his black will do some more damage, all the while destroying some special tiles. The strike tile will be a little bit bigger from his purple, and the red does some more damage, and a lot of damage if you're going after someone very, very healthy. So that's some use out of Drax. Yet again, my greatest and oldest nemesis, the dumbest character with the dumbest backstory with an absolutely pointless existence, Gwenpool, is boosted. Her green, I hear it's fantastic. Like, I just hear nothing but good things about her green, so I assume what happens first, the Deus Ex or the Chekhov's gun?
You have to match away
Chekhov's gun to be able to Deus Ex. Yeah. So I bet Deus Ex does a ton of damage when she's boosted. Nice.
It is a game ender.
Nice. Her other two abilities, one of them's real dumb but good because it lets you do like supreme board manipulation, and the other one's dumb but dumb. No one knows what her black does. No one cares.
It makes your teammates airborne for no good reason, and I'm sure that people can tactically use that. I just, every time I look at it, I'm like, no.
Yep. She's a jerk.
I got better ways to use black. That's what you always think.
Even if I don't use that power. But
yeah, she does not need to be paired with Domino.
Correct.
Aha! Keeping along with the recent reworks, totally awesome Hulk, the Amadeus Cho variety, has been recently reworked. His green will do a nice big amount of damage and destroy some tiles. That's the only thing that'll be affected. I think his healing might get a little bit of a boost if he's boosted, yes? His hot dog healing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And his blue would just do its own passive countdown-y thing that it does. So don't expect any changes there. Now, let's talk about the ever elusive miss not appearing in this game, Nebula. Boy, she's got... I'm going to read this as verbatim as I can. I don't know anything about her or anything that she does. But I'm going to try to teach you. Or at least teach you via the cliff notes I was given from my dear, dear friend, UNC Samurai. She's got a blue ability. It is a repeater tile that creates a strike tile and heals a little bit. So the healing should be boosted and the strike tile should be more potent. Good stuff. Her green will deal more damage. It's an AoE attack based on the amount of attack, protect, and strike tiles that are out there on the good guy team. And her red will deal some more damage and then create more attack tiles to make green more potent. All right, cool. Good for her. Oh my goodness, Wasp is boosted. She's awesome. Her yellow is a bargain. It boosts tiles way too fast. And the damage and stun you get out of her black. Well, the damage will be boosted. The stun, obviously, will have no effect, but it'll still be stun. Boy, she's good.
Yeah.
So there's someone else to look forward to.
And something that isn't going to be boosted, but her blue, put her with, like, Captain Marvel. That blue countdown tile is amazing. It just...
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that either steals some AP, or if they match it away, they rarely regret it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Boy, Yeah, good on her.
The only other thing that I would mention on Gwenpool is 679. If you're using her purple and you don't know what you're doing, just hit 679. Like you're dialing a phone number. I don't know what the pictures are, but 679.
Right. Okay. That's an easy, good easy way to remember.
Yeah.
In the Samurai Suggests corner, he says, Wasp. Super dope. He says, hey, Nebula tries to make tiles. Wasp make tiles better. Run them together, and you'll have some success. That's a good advice. Thanks, Samurai. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's this week's Boosted Characters, brought to you, as always, by Mystify.
All right, let's head over to the Ray and Ian support corner. Ray, do you have something to share?
I should. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
This week on In-Game Supports, I am going to go over Hawkling, a character that I didn't know existed until he appeared as a support.
Isn't he a young Avenger?
That's what they tell us.
I don't know. Is that what Wiccan is in America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He wanted to hang out with the young Avengers, and he was like a... I want to say he's a... What's the shapeshifting dude's called?
He's a Skrull, right?
He's a Skrull who wanted to... He just made himself look like the Hulk so he could hang out with the other kids.
Well, that's more than I knew.
I want to say when that title dropped, it was really well written for like the first run. So mm-hmm. Yeah, check out Young Avengers. I don't remember anything about America Chavez. I'm sorry. There was someone else pretending to be Captain America at the time.
Okay. So Hawkling as a support, you can equip him to any hero, but you're not going to want to. You're going to want to equip him to a specific hero, a young Avenger. So rank one, if you have him as 1-star, the supported character's base green match damage is increased by 10. That works its way up to 110 at max level, green match damage. Rank two is the maximum health of the character is increased by 198, which goes up to 2000 at max level. That's pretty useful. I like extra health. The rank three, when the supported character fires a power, 12% chance to fortify a random friendly special tile. All right, that works its way up to 54% chance whenever you fire a power. That's pretty frequent. Rank 4, when the supported character is healed, they heal an extra 61 health. At max level, it's extra 635 health. So you're definitely going to want this on a healer. And rank number 5, whenever a young Avenger makes a match, there's a 12% chance to gain an extra AP of that match's color.
For sure.
That goes up to 60% chance at max level. That,
man.
That is
turning into... Yeah, I was going to say, you'll turn into the Demiurge in no time.
Yeah, because who you want this on is Wiccan. Because when you put it on him, there's a special power. At the start of your turn, there is an 8% chance to gain 2 AP in a color that you have less than 6 of.
Oh, snap!
That goes up to a 32% chance at maximum level. So it... Yeah, even if you're using your powers, that special allows you to build it back up again pretty quickly.
For sure. Now, are America's powers affected by her AP pool in any way?
When you have, yeah, because America, the more, if you have, what is it, 4, she puts out criticals, and if you have 4 AP pools that are larger than your enemies, she puts out a critical, and if you have 5 AP pools larger than what your enemy has, she punches people.
All right, I just wanted to make sure she would also benefit significantly from Hulkling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she would.
Okay.
So this really makes me want to team up Wiccan with Hulkling and America and, I don't know, Nico? I don't know.
Nope, she's a runaway. She can hang out with him for the healing bonus. She won't have a Hulkling on her, so it won't help.
Right.
But I don't know of any other young Avengers that are currently in the game, if there are.
But if you have a 5-star Thor...
Oh, Kate Bishop. Kate Bishop's a young Avenger.
Kate Bishop.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm thinking Thor would probably be good, but he's good with everybody. He and America make a good team. But, yeah, I've never played Wiccan with America, and that seems like something I should do now. Of course, I don't have a Hawkling, so it's not going to help me, but the two of them together I think sound pretty good, since I just played them against each other in the Crash of the Titans. But in any case, Hawkling, good support. I like the AP generation. That's really strong. And the healing extra, it's overall really good support. This is one of the last ones before they started going with just ranks 3, 1, 3, 5.
Mm.
But In any case, I think this is a solid support if you can grab it and put it on your Wiccan. Okay, that is it for in-game supports. Ian, do you have something to share with the group?
I do. Hello, everybody. I'm Ian. Let me tell you about this week's out-of-game support. And it is brought to you especially for my two of my favorite co-hosts on this show. So when you guys abandon me tomorrow, do you have hopes of arriving in Southern California safely?
Yes.
Do you also hope...
Are you threatening me? Oh.
That a stranger... Do you also hope to have a complete stranger fondle your bits and baubles and possibly steal stuff from you when you put them in that little tray and send it down the conveyor belt? If so, you can thank the TSA. Once upon a time, some planes crashed in some buildings, so we invented the TSA. That's the Transportation Security Administration, and they are owned by Homeland Security, and they check your shoes for bombs when you get on airplanes, and they will be helping.
When you put it like that, it just seems silly.
I think, you know, it's not just them. The Federal Air Marshals are also part of the TSA, and, you know, the explosive sniffing dogs and all sorts of other useful things. But I just wanted to lighten it up a little bit because I am secretly concerned for your well-being. And just wanted to remind everybody that, man, so it was probably, I don't know how quickly after September 11th they were invented. I imagine within months of the same year the TSA came into being. And so, yes, now we have a support system here in our country called the Transportation Security Administration. Hopefully you guys will enjoy that on your way out. And that, my friends, is brought to you by none other than Fortify.
Fortify yourself
with support.
All right, let's go OG style and open up some tokens. Cool.
Okay.
Brought to you by this guy.
I'll go first because I've definitely already activated Steam and it's done all its updates.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I never did that.
I was going to say, Discord is showing you not doing any such thing.
It's all lies.
I'm going to poke it.
Do it, Doug. It's a Dazzler.
It's a 4-star, so hopefully there will be a Dazzler followed up by a Dazzler bonus.
Kaboom.
No, it is a Baby Groot and just a Baby Groot.
Mm.
Is that all you got? Is that all you're doing?
I only got one.
Okie doke.
It got me 50 hero points, though, so there you go. Now I need a little bit less to get to that buy that Dazzler.
I do have 3 tokens that I plan on opening tonight, so I'm stalling for Ian.
That's okay. I'm ready.
All right. Well, I'm doing mine. What do you want to do yours first now?
Yeah, I'm only going to do one.
Okay.
I will caress her fiddly little fingers, see what I can't coax out of Kitty Pride. Bam! It's a... Oh, snap! It's an Emma Frost. Labor for learning.
Oh,
the White Queen.
So she was required for, I don't know, whatever the last event was?
I don't know. She was required back during the SHIELD training, but I don't know what the last event was.
Right before the hunt. I don't remember. But in any case, she's way better than I had thought. I enjoyed playing her quite a bit.
Good.
Throwing out tiles, destroying enemy tiles, completely unexpected stuff. I didn't like doing the diamond skin thing because I thought that was boring. I liked firing her other powers, but I enjoyed her a lot more than I thought I would.
Well, someday I'll get there. She just made it to the poop house.
Okay, there you go. All right, I'm poking her in a tiny little nose. I got a 4-star. It's a werewolf. Oh, wait, it's Carnage with a new cover.
Oh!
All right, I'm going again. And
werewolf named Cletus.
It is another 4-star. This is Bobby, cold as ice.
Oh, creepy Bobby.
Iceman. And finally, come on.
I really wish they'd give him a new cover or something so he'd look less creepy.
A third 4-star. It's another Carnage. All right, so it's Carnage night for me.
Yeah, drinking a colada, pina colada down by Trader Vic's. No.
Nope.
Only Craig does the songs. Fine. Take a hint.
That got my Iceman up to level 300, which got me another token. So I'm going to see what that can get me real quick. And lucked out and got a purple. It is Destroy Everything, God of Mischief, 5-star Loki. So that's nice. That'll get him up to a 2-3-2. He's coming in pretty even. Yeah, I got a 5-star.
There you go.
So, speaking of getting a 5-star, earlier in the week, I spent some command points and got a Ghost Rider cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I got something that I had never seen before with my Ghost Rider, a bonus 5-star Akoya.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. So she is now up to a 3-3-5. I need two more coverings for her.
Right.
Yeah, she's super strong.
Yeah, she is. I use her a lot already. So that bonus cover, that was amazing. That made my day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in any case, that is it. I am El Finn.
Good job.
Muy bien.
Awesome. All thanks, right. This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh my goodness. So many shows, new and old, all hanging out together on the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. If you would like a direct link to any of the shows, a good number are available on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or a complete archive of new, current, and canceled shows are available on soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Yeah, I hear some of the shows have gotten a rework. I think the Everlasting Minute ended.
Oh, no. They finished the movie.
They did. I don't see how, though, because there's no way they did, like, 90 episodes.
I don't know. I feel like last I looked in onto them, they were well on their way.
Hmm.
But, yeah, maybe they do several a week. I don't know. It was a good show.
Yeah, you got Joe's new show, which I still haven't listened to yet, the A-Todd's Wrestling.
Mm. Yep.
I'm not really tuned into that yet. Anyway.
You seem the most likely person to listen to that, so.
Yeah, I should. I just haven't.
You'll have time. Download a couple before you get on that plane.
Yeah, I've got audiobooks on my phone already. I've got like three movies on my iPad.
Ooh,
yeah,
are they good?
Time. I always seem to carry, you know, Tron Uprising on my iPad because you never know when I just need to watch some Tron.
Okay.
Then
he does fight for the users. Crap.
Yeah. What's the only like really good Star Wars movie that's come out in the past decade?
Oh my goodness, Rogue One.
I got that on there. Yeah, got that on there. And I don't remember what the other one is.
Cool. Sounds solid.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nay. Get on that plane and get out of my sight.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us here. If you're gonna be in Anaheim, shoot us a message or something. We'll be hanging out there for the next few days. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, you know the drill. It's on our webpage, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or the D3 forums. Go to our homepage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So goodbye for now, and remember, kids, this is what a milliner used to be. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night. Man, it's too bad that we're wasting Super Skrull versus Snowbird. Like,
that could go either way.
Yeah, but either way, we're losing a really powerful character in the roster.
True. I was gonna write those down.
Wait, what the hell is that? That's not a power. Everybody has that.
What?
One of her powers is post-cognition.
Remembering things?
That's absurd.
Most people aren't very good at that.
Post-cognition?
Oh my God. I can't remember stuff that happened 2 days ago.
I'm having a premonition. I feel like the Browns are going to release their head coach and offensive coordinator yesterday.
For the sixth straight time. After a Steelers game.
Yeah. Yeah, that part doesn't stop being funny. There were exciting trades.
Postcognition is the ability to visually perceive information about past events of a particular object, person, or anything in between without any guessing based on deductive reasoning or current knowledge. This ability is classified as ESP as it doesn't directly affect anything.
Okay.
So this is they pick up something and be like, oh, you know, this dagger was used to do blah, 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 blah. There you go. So that sounds pretty good. Knowledge of a past event which could not have been learned or inferred by normal means. See, that power is way good.
Yeah. No, she's got all her way good powers. She's only got one really queer power. We'll talk about that later.
The one where she turns into a little bird?
No. That's just her choice.
yeah, that's true. Just the tip of the iceberg on that.
Yeah. It has to be smaller than her, right? It has to have less mass?
No.
No.
Oh, I thought it was a mass limitation.
Nope. Do you want to know now? It's the ability to shapeshift into a white-furred version of any animal native to Canada.
Oh.
Including Wendigo.
So lots of grizzly or, polar bears and stuff in her future.
White furry ones.
Aren't all polar bears white and furry?
I don't know. Maybe it's a grizzly and she turns into a white furry version. I don't know. It's crazy.
Maybe she could pick Scott, the biggest asshole in all of Canada.
Not quite the shapeshifter that Supergirl is, but it'll be close.